Hello, testing 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8 9 10. Hello, test. WB4AIO is testing.
You sound good, Kevin. AB3RA here.
Hey, it's Jim. Yeah, wow, you're on early.
Yeah, I just got home a few minutes ago from a little date, and I came downstairs here to the radio room to do a little pre-net research. Over.
I see. Excellent. Well, I was just going to have Marty come on here and help you hold the frequency so that that it's clear when net time comes.
Sounds good to me. Yeah, I have to actually run upstairs and take care of a couple of things. So I'll be back like maybe quarter of 10 of or so.
Okay. Very, very good. AB3RA, WB4AIO. I'll see if I can scare up Marty here. Are you out there, Marty? And we'll talk to you in a few minutes.
By the way, your signal's fantastic. Anywhere from 30 to 40 over 9 here, and the modulation sounds great too, Kevin. Over.
Okay. Well, I know I'm a little different than most hams. I like to run a little bit more bandwidth, but I hope it sounds good on all receivers, and I'm glad it sounds good on yours. You're about 15 to 20 over 9, depending on the skip of the moment, but you're doing very well. Ever since you put up that Wyndham antenna, you've done well in western Pennsylvania.
Yeah, copy that. Now, does this make any difference? Am I any stronger right now?
Well, you are a little more consistent in your signal strength, but at the loss of some audio quality.
Okay, copy that. Well, I just fired up the amp. I better go tune it. Okay, I'll be back in a little while.
Okay, maybe if you just backed off the gain a little bit, then the amp would be cleaner.
Okay, copy that. Thanks, Kevin.
Yeah, say I'll say 73 to you there, Jim. I've been here the whole time. We were going to test and hold the frequency for you, so if you're coming back in 15 minutes, that'll be good, because we'll be done testing.
Okay, let me go tune.
Have fun. Okay, back to you, WB4AIO.
Verg 3.
I'm on the normal headset Sennheiser. I'm modulating it the way I used to, and a tad bit more. Let me up it to where people claim that I sound really good, but not over-modulated. Is that good and not over-modulated? I am hitting a few red lights now. Over.
Yeah, I'm going to hang up on the telephone, okay?
Okay.
I hear a carrier coming on there. Somebody's tuning up. Anyway, do your adjustment one more time, because the carrier and the telephone echo is sort of spoiling my concentration.
So in the 4 kilohertz bandwidth, and I have the equalizer on. Let me turn the equalizer off, and we can chat a while, and maybe you're recording me. I'll be able to possibly tell a difference and discover whether or not the added bass at this bandwidth is a complement or detrimental, but we'll still go up the band, and we'll switch microphones too. Over.
Yeah, I don't know. Right now, when the signal is way above the noise and it's very clear, they both sound good, both with the EQ and without EQ. In the wider bandwidth, I think I definitely like it better without the TX EQ. However, when I'm listening in a narrow bandwidth, and right now I'm listening in 3.4K, I think maybe I prefer it with just a little bit, but they both sound very good, actually, even though they're different.
Okay, I just opened my bandwidth up to 4. I was receiving you in 3.4 because I'm making a recording, too. What are you transmitting in?
4.0.
Okay, I should have had it at 4.0 in the beginning. Okay, I'm talking to you on 4.0 with no equalization. And by the way, I can say we can get it go a lot further. There's no activity at all that I see until around 3985. But, and there was just a carrier, a little, about half a kc above that. But anyway, let me put the equalizer on here. Okay, because, okay, I'm now, actually, I was transmitting in 4 kilohertz the whole time. I made a mistake. I was receiving in 3.4. And now I'm receiving in 4, so you'll sound differently on the recording, but I will sound the same. This was an A-B test. This is with the equalizer on, and this is with the equalizer off. So I'll turn it back, and I'll start going up the band on this one and then switch over to the other microphone.
Okay. When you say go up the band, why would we go up the band? I'm not understanding that.
Oh, I'm still burned out from last night. I woke up with a sore throat. I meant to say go up in band width. I'm up to 5 now with the equalizer on. And here's 5 with the equalizer off. I'll repeat that test because you didn't have enough time to change bandwidths on your receiver. I'm at 5 kilocycles bandwidth, and there's no equalization. And now I'm at 5 kilohertz bandwidth with equalization and using the Sennheiser headset. Over.
I didn't hear any difference. I think your settings are messed up somehow.
No kidding. I have the checkbox. Oh, you're right. Oh, my. Have I been giving you false information? I'm out of it. TXEQ is on right now. TXEQ is off. I bet you heard a difference that time. Over.
I think I did, but it wasn't really long enough to give me a good idea.
Okay. I'm speaking to you with the TXEQ definitely off now. What did I do earlier? I was clicking the Show TX Filter on Display button. That shows you how out of it I am at the moment. That really did me in last night, deliberating that and staying up and doing the metadata and all that stuff. But, by the way, I was listening to our stream and it sounds very nice. I don't know who's... I think it's your recording that's on right now. And anyway... It almost, in some ways, it sounds better. It sounds like they have some kind of digital processing that gets rid of some of the static. Not that yours had static in the first place, but I've noticed that in the past. Yeah, so right now, the EQ remains off. There should be less treble in my voice. Now, I'm going to go to position B. This is position B. This is with the transmit equalizer on, where there's more treble. And, we're doing this test in preparation of the upcoming Survival Net at the top of the hour. I'll turn it back to you, and you can tell me any observations. Over.
In this bandwidth, I definitely like it better with the equalizer off. However, if you want to be super bright under staticky conditions or want to be super bright for some other reason, then it is effective, and it doesn't sound bad when it's on.
Okay, that's good to know. Let me go up to 7.5, and I will start off with TXEQ on and off before I switch microphones. Okay. Right now, I'm up to 7.5 kilocycles audio bandwidth, and the transmit EQ is on, so you're getting a lot more highs. And of course, since I have the bandwidth open more, you're really going to get more highs. Let me turn it off. Right now, it's off. This is position B.
There's no equalization, so in theory there should be less treble in my voice. Still using the Sennheiser headset that I use for the LibertyNet and the SurvivalNet on key, and listen to you in the 7.5 position. Over.
I'm still transmitting in 4, but I guess we have enough space to do an experiment. However, we're running out of time if you're going to start the streaming and to test the other mic. I'll just briefly say, without changing my bandwidth, that your signal in this bandwidth sounds to my ear far more natural and still plenty bright without the TX-EQ. With the TX-EQ on, it sounds sort of like listening to an FM broadcast station with 75 microsecond pre-emphasis and with the de-emphasis turned off on the receiver, like super, super bright. So I don't know if you've ever done that, listen to an FM tuner with the de-emphasis switched off, but that's sort of like what I'm experiencing in my ears when you have the EQ on. WB4AIO.
Okay. I think I'm starting to see a pattern here that above 4KC, or 4KC probably still requires the EQ, but anything above that, I should take it off. I will do my NISA-like multitasking while I'm speaking to you. Refreshing Meester and getting our stream going. Let me now do something else. It'll only take a second to do, and it shouldn't bother anyone in any significant way. Let me go to 10. You can put yourself out at 10, and I'll do the same A-B comparison in a moment. Okay, let me do it right now. Okay, I'm now at 10 SSB, but I'm just listening on 7.5 rather than dragging the skirts to either side. The equalizer is on. I should have the most treble now. Now I'm turning it off, and I should have decreased treble at 10 kilocycles. Over.
The TX-EQ is off right now?
I stand corrected. I pushed the mouse button, but it didn't turn the light off. The light is off now. This is with the TX-EQ off, and this is with the TX-EQ on. This is on. This is definitely off. Over.
Yeah, I like it better in this bandwidth, the same as 7.5. I like it better with it off. You get super bright, but you lose that pleasant, rich, low resonance in your voice, which is natural and which I want to hear. I mean, you don't completely lose it, but it's diminished. So that's my opinion. But they both sound acceptable, though, and they both sound clean, very clean. And so everything is working just as it should.
You see, that's what I like. That's what I wanted to emulate from the recording last night when I heard your settings. And trouble is, if I'm talking on LibertyNet in the more narrow bandwidth, I'm going to have the EQ on. So it's going to take away my lows. Unless I start the lows, the equalization only at 3.5 instead of 4. What do you think?
No, I think the way it's set up now is fine. The effect of diminishing the lows is far less noticeable in the narrow bandwidth. It's far less noticeable, and the EQ is probably a benefit at 3.5 or 4. That's my opinion.
Okay, then I can't really sound like you in terms of the bass response. down there, but too bad there's not more than one EQ position per transmit profile, because then we could have one, say, at 4KC where there's a flat bass response instead of a diminished bass response, which would be a compromise between what it is now. Incidentally, I'm still in the non-treble mode. Here is the equalizer. Here's the equalizer in the treble mode. This is the EQ engaged, just so you have one final opportunity to make an evaluation. Over.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll stick with my original evaluation. There goes my relay. I think this relay that's bad is not the one in the Clipperton. I think it's a relay that's in the SDR-1000. I'm going to have to get in there and see if the contacts are available for application of solvent or something. This is WB4AIO. Looks like somebody's moving in on 92. That is awfully close.
Yeah, that really is. This is N2IRJ. I'm still in the 10 kilocycle bandwidth setting, but the equalizer is on, and I'm using the Samson microphone. It looks like the Samson takes a lot more drive. Let me put it up higher. Holy heck. I have to put it up all the way. I am actually up all the way, and I'm just starting to touch the red zone on an occasional peak. Now what I'm going to do is turn the transmit EQ off, so in theory my voice should sound more bassy. Over.
Yeah, I like it better at this setting. It's better with the EQ off, and I like the sound of the Samson. The Samson is a little cleaner sounding, and a little bit more deep bass comes through. And the only negative is there is some handling noise. I can hear you moving the microphone with your hand. It's not objectionable, really, but it is there. Over.
Roger, we're going to have to do something about that. There's a minor change I've implemented now. I've reduced bandwidth down to 7.5. Equalization is still on. I'm glad to hear about that added bass. And I'm now going to turn the equalization off. Equalization is now off, so this should have brought up my bass more, and there should be less treble. Back to you.
Yeah, except for the handling noise, you sound like you're talking into an RCA 77DX broadcast ribbon microphone. That's pretty much what it sounds like right now.
Wow, I'm really improving things. And how bad is the signal to noise ratio with my amplifier on in the background when I let the AGC recover and ramp up? I'll hesitate for 5 seconds. Actually, the gain is so low on this thing that looking at my mic setting, it's not even reading very much. Let me try transmit EQ. I just turned it off. I just turned the EQ off, and it didn't make any difference on the mic setting. It's hovering around the negative 20, and the power meter on the Ameritron, as far as I could tell, is at zero. So that should be okay, and I'll let you confirm it at this bandwidth, and then we'll go tighter. And by the way, I see the handling noise, and man, I don't know how to get rid of this handling noise. I wish I had that foam I told you about that encapsulates the microphone. and helps prevent handling noise, and I guess gives maybe a better grip. Or maybe we should look into that rack system, you know, we spoke of. Maybe if I handle it with my fingers, I have to be very careful. I'm going to have to learn a new technique. Over.
Yeah, I think that group that usually occupies 90 wants to start up, so even though we were here first, we probably should narrow our bandwidth now to 5 or less so that we don't interfere with them. They probably want to start their little chat. So anyway, I just narrowed up, and maybe you should too, and I guess it's time to start streaming. I love the sound of that mic, but it does have handling noise. I guess the real solution is just a mic boom or a mic stand. That's the solution, then you don't have to handle it, over.
Yeah, let's start looking into that then. Let's start looking into that. Now at 5K C bandwidth, I'm not using equalization. I should probably sound about my best right here. For testing, of course, here it is, position D. This is with the equalizer on, and yeah, I'm very aware of the handling noise. I want to get rid of it soon. So let's look into a stand or several solutions, maybe a stand and that cover that prevents handling noise, which I know you've never seen before, but I've seen professional singers use them. Now I'm going to turn the transmit EQ back off, so this should have made my treble decrease and my bass increase. Over.
Well, it's actually a fairly subtle effect, even though if you look at the graphic EQ, you think it wouldn't be subtle. But it's actually fairly subtle. With this microphone, I think I like it better with it on in the 5K C bandwidth, because it's starting to be a tiny bit bass heavy in the narrower bandwidth. But this microphone, it may be somewhat less effective than the Sennheiser, but it definitely has that pleasant resonant warmth to it. That very similar to, really, to what you get off the RCA ribbons. WB4 Aeschylus Icarus Oedipus.
Okay, well, I'm now down to the normal bandwidth of the LibertyNet, so nobody should be upset. And you know what that normal bandwidth is with the equalizer on. And if at 5KC it was already starting to turn, that means that it's definitely turned by now to be preferable to have it this way with the equalizer on. And now I'm going to turn the EQ off. The EQ is off, and it's such a thin bandwidth, I fear that the bass response might be excessively high. But I'm not sure until I give you the chance to evaluate further, and that is TX EQ back on. The EQ is back on. It's very flattering of you to say that I'm sounding like I'm on one of those professional microphones. Geez, I look forward to more Survival and Liberty Nets. I'll sound all the better. Okay, now I'm going to turn it off. It is now in the off position, which is not normal for sure using the Sennheiser, but the Sennheiser has a higher frequency note to it in the first place. So I think I know what your answer is going to be, but maybe not. I will unkey, and I await your response.
Yeah, okay, I made a recording. Let's see if this system works.
X EQ back on. The EQ is back on. It's very flattering of you to say that I'm sounding like I'm on one of those professional microphones. Geez, I look forward to more Survival and Liberty Nets. I'll sound all the better. Okay, now I'm going to turn it off. It is now in the off position, which is not normal for sure using the center.
Okay, that's how you sound in the 4KC position repeated through this transmitter. So I also made a recording, which I'll send to you later, Marty.
Fine business. You know, even though you said that
1,000 kilohertz more bandwidth, it sounded better with the EQ on. I think it also sounds better with the EQ on in this position. Any comment, or do you want to send the land-based recording first?
No, I agree with you. With this microphone, I would say everything up to 5KC sounds better with the EQ on. With the other microphone, everything up to 4KC sounds better with the EQ on.
Okay, I am now back again at our standard bandwidth, and then the TX EQ is on. And thanks for playing me back. I could do the same for you, but I don't think you need any adjustments made. You already have perfection.
Oh, I don't know about that, but at least I have functionality.
Yeah, it's definitely high grade level. And we can home in on perfection as time goes on. Both of us. And in my case, let me tell you this. That was Pat Santoro, KN2T, who called. And he called me back, despite my not checking the cellular phone. He called back maybe 10 minutes after I hung up with you. And he said he listened to us last night briefly, maybe for 10 minutes only. But he heard both of us, and he said he thought that was you. So I thanked him again for making it possible by doing that. And he, shrugged it off gallantly, humbly, you know, by saying, oh, well, sometimes you get lucky. So anyway, he's happy that you're happy and that you're on the air, and he really wants me to contact Kyocera and find out about those filters, if they'll sell them to me. And he really wants to eliminate that ballon in the worst way. So, I don't know. We'll see. Over.
Well, it would be an interesting experiment. Another interesting experiment would be just to eliminate the ballon and drive the cathode with a coupling capacitor, just like the Clipperton LSD does.
Well, he claims that on his home brew amplifiers, he didn't use the ballon. He tried the ballon and it caused a phase shift or something, and he ended up liking it better coupled directly. But as you know, as I go up the band, my impedance changes, and the other toroid needs to kick in to compensate and keep the visor happy. Especially when it's being driven by something solid state, which it is, that has the tendency to trip off real easily with Vizwar. I'm hearing a little bit of breath noise, but I have to be close to this microphone to work it enough. Maybe I need to turn the pot up, unless it's already up all the way on the top. I didn't check. What are you hearing in terms of breath noise and P-pops? Over.
I hear a few very minor P-pops occasionally, but nothing to worry about. I would hesitate to change the trim pot, because then it's going to be wrong for the other mic. So I would, if you can, leave the trim pot alone and just work the fader. In a way, the handling noise is neat because it shows me that you have really excellent low-frequency response down to about 35 hertz.
Okay. Well, could you repeat what you just said? You said you were reluctant to see me turn the trim pot. I don't even know if I can. But yeah, it looks like I have a little bit, and I see the position it's at, so I can return it. Let me turn up the trim pot. Oh, could you repeat what you said after that? Turns out we have one other correction to make at this station, and that's the key down switch. It is forever dropping on the floor and turning itself on, and as you know, it latches. So I missed your entire transmission. I was transmitting while you were transmitting. So here goes. I'm going to up it, and I'm going to give you actually too much. Oh, no, I can't. Yes, I can. Okay. This changes everything. By putting it up. Okay, let me knock it down a little bit so the yellow light doesn't flash. Okay. Now I'm driving it a tad harder, and maybe I should move down my slider to a more natural position. Okay, that is done, and now I want key and try not to let this call button switch fall to the floor. Over.
Yeah, put the trim pot back because it's distorted now. It does not like being all the way up. WB4AIO, and I guess in about 5 minutes the survival net will be starting, so we should probably get ready to make way for that.
Okay, I put the trim pot back to where it was, and I have my slider control at a little higher. I'm having to close talk it, though, to achieve a dinkle of a red light, but it should be close to where it was before. Does it sound close to where it was before?
Well, the distortion is gone, so I assume so.
Yeah, when the distortion was there, the level warning light was coming on, yellow warning light. And normally none of them come on, and except for, I think, maybe Skype. And we decided that a slight amount of flickering on that one was okay. I think that's what we decided. But as time goes on, we could refine that, too. Yeah, we're standing by here for the survival net, which is probably just ready to start. So I'll ask you, I guess, for one final statement about transmitting on this narrow bandwidth and with the equalizer on. This is with the equalizer on, and here is the equalizer off. This is the equalizer off. Probably don't have enough trouble with this tight of a bandwidth, so I'll put it back on. And as for the P-Pops, I could purchase also a windscreen for this microphone. And I guess theoretically that's not going to seriously alter the frequency response in other places. So if I could get rid of P-Pops that way, that would be nice. So, yeah, look into a stand and a P-Pop muffler, or whatever you call it. Over.
Yeah. I would say if you were going to use this microphone a lot in a narrow bandwidth, like 3.5 or 4, that not only should you have the TX-EQ on, but maybe you should take your 80 hertz control on the preamp in the mixer and turn it down maybe 6 dB.
Hand the frequency off to Jim, and if you could just answer that. Maybe you were making a recording so I could hear myself.
Okay, am I still on the air?
You're still on the air.
Okay, for some reason my 12-volt supply shut down. That's not a good sign.
I'm blessed with the same supply, so maybe it'll start shutting down on me. And at least I hope it doesn't do what the last power supply did and go up to 27 volts and blow out my radio.
Okay, let's see. AB3RA, are you on frequency? It is 9 o'clock Eastern Zip Zone time, and this is WB4AIO standing by.
He's been waiting. I just wanted to... You didn't hear me, Kevin. Your relay was stuck. I was asking if I should turn down my bass on this narrow of a frequency on the Xenix. Over.
Only with this microphone, not with the other one.
Okay, I decreased it by 3 decibels. And by the way, keep in mind that I'm running 5 decibels more reverb than last night. Over.
You sound great now.